say what's it's like on Jupiter and Mars.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
No, it's a musical. I'm trying to put some music on. No, let me hear some music.
One must play that wonderful record. That's, you know this one that goes like this.
Oh, just relax, just relax, just relax.
Yeah. Hello? Hi, everyone. Why are you recording me? Are you recording me? You're gonna get your studio privileges revoked. Hi, everyone. Welcome to, another episode, the final episode, in fact, of Doopy Time. My name is DJ River, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And would you believe that is the last time that I'm going to be saying that intro? Isn't that so sad? It is sad. In the studio with me today, I have some very special guests. Would you care to introduce yourself? Your mic's on.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
My name is Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
River's mom.
Wow, okay. My mother is here, and who else?
This is your dad, Steve.
Good job.
Bonus point.
All right. Yes, my mother and father are here in the studio with me for a very special episode of Doopy Time. I hope you guys enjoy the hour of music that we've picked out for you guys, because it's all music that we collectively enjoy. Past tense? Present tense?
Present.
Both.
You know, songs we listen to in the car, songs I remember from my childhood. Do you guys want to talk about some of the artists that we picked out briefly?
Just artists that we enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Like, such as, and including...
Vampire Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sundays.
Phoenix.
You guys are doing great.
I know. All of the above.
All of the above and more here on my last episode here. The rumors are true. I am leaving town quite soon. On Monday, in fact. I was actually supposed to leave tomorrow, but that didn't happen because my somebody, aka BLS Visa Services, wanted to mess with my bag. They pulled a fast one on me, and unfortunately I had to delay my return to Ohio by 24 hours. But fear not. That just means more time to be here in Medford, Somerville, in Tufts campus, and in WMFO Studio A. Yeah. Should we get started with some music?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay. I took the liberty of arranging some of the songs around just for maximum impact, I suppose. And up first, we have this song by Gwen Stefani called The Sweet Escape. Surely you've heard of this before.
Used to be your favorite.
It did used to be my favorite. Do you want to tell the story now before we forget? How in love I was with Gwen Stefani as a child. She was like everything to me, I think. I referred to her as my home girl, I believe. Can you corroborate these claims?
Yes, I can definitely corroborate. And you, in fact, did enjoy her music. And I remember one time we were on a flight, and our flight attendant happened to be platinum blonde with bright red lipstick. And you turned around and said, Mom, it's Gwen Stefani. And you were so excited. You really thought that was Gwen Stefani. And you could barely contain yourself.
Could you imagine if it had just been some, like, what if it wasn't, like, what if I had been, like, a Madonna fan? You know, like, just another platinum blonde woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't have been the same.
No, it would not. Gwen was something else. Yeah.
There was really only space for one
yep.
Sort of homegirl in my life. And one of those was Gwen Stefani. And another one, I guess, we'll get to in a second. But first, I think we should listen to this classic, The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani, featuring Akon. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Anyway, The Sweet Escape. Coming to you now. Bye.
Be sweet. I know I've been a real bad girl. missed the good part, then I realized I started looking and the bubble burst. I started looking for excuses. Come on in, I've gotta tell you what a state I'm in. I've gotta tell you in my loudest tones that I started looking for a warning sign. When the truth is, I miss you. Yeah, the truth is that I miss you so.
Thank you. Listomania. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended. Know how to let it go. From a mess to the masses. See it grow like a ride, oh. Not easily offended. Know how to let it go. From a mess to the masses. A list of many.
Balloon. When I saw three bumblebees
fly past me.
They said their names were Kay and Ray and Faye, and they went buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, Bumblebee, can't you see? It's just you and me. Oh, 1, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3. Go, buzz, 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 buzz.
All right, you just got done listening to the Bumblebee Buzz 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 song. I hope you guys enjoyed that song, because apparently I loved that song when I was younger.
Even before Gwen Stefani.
Even before Gwen Stefani. Can you believe that, folks? Because I sure can't. How old was I when I first started listening to the Lori Berkner Band?
Oh, probably 2 or 3. I don't know. Really little.
Damn. I mean, darn. You didn't hear that. Before that, you're listening to Listomania by Phoenix. A family favorite, for sure. That one specifically goes out to my sister, Lauren, who... could not be here currently, as she is in Belmont, Wisconsin. Wouldn't want to be her right now. And then before that, you're listening to Warning Sign by Coldplay. One of my personal favorite Coldplay songs, I think. Do you have any... Oh, Coldplay was also my first concert, and my parents were telling me off air. Actually, I don't think I can say that story on air. Never mind. Anyway, Coldplay was my first concert. I believe it was the Milo Xyloto tour. And I believe they did set the bar very high for concerts to come. They really, there is a whole production that goes into that.
Heck of a show.
One of the best concerts I've been to.
And I think they realized that, because in recent years, they've definitely tried to like cut back on how much their concerts are contributing to like environmental, like climate change, which is, you know, very fun. And I'm glad that, you know, at least someone is caring about that. Yeah. Do you guys have anything you want to say?
No.
My
PSA
public
time?
Service announcement?
I think we should do that
it's
next vocal break.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's more time to do it then, I believe. Yeah, we should go on to the next song then. Vampire Weekend, which we have seen also in concert. That was actually one of the best concerts I think I've been to ever, actually. At least top three. It was, the year was 2019. We were in, where were we? Cincinnati?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, oh, well. Getting my Ohio card revoked. Yeah, it was like perfect out. It was like a perfect temperature. I was on the floor. I was on the floor, like with all the other, like just in the standing room. And then my parents were like in the bleachers because they didn't want to deal with that. And I understand. So it was just me and my sister, and we had a blast. They played my two favorite songs, which were Hannah Hunt and Diplomat's Son, and probably still are my two favorite songs. But the song that I'm choosing to play right now is a family favorite, I believe. Not a typical Vampire Weekend pick, I would say. Sure, yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
This song is called Blake's Got a New Face. All right. Bye.
Thank you. get jumbo checked. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. We'll be right back.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
That's piss.
Hi, everyone. You just got done listening to Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I used to listen to that in my mom's car. Mom, do you have any...
On repeat.
On repeat.
Yeah.
It, I mean, those harmonies. Yeah. I forgot how good that song was until
it
I was
is,
just listening
it's amazing.
To it.
Yep.
It's one of the three discs she had.
Come on. I stole a lot of discs from your... from that bin in
yes.
the living room.
It'll never get old.
Nope. And then before that, you heard Song 2 by Blur, which I have right here. Might as well get my licks in before. Yeah. And then before that, you're listening to Aurora by Björk, which I actually found... I first listened to Björk, funny story, when I was 10 years old, because I took my dad's iPod Shuffle and I was just looking for music to listen to because we were like driving through like the Colorado mountains or something, and I just like didn't want to listen to whatever was on my iPod, and I was like clicking through and I found that album and Debut by Björk, and I was like, oh wait, this actually is really cool, and thus the pretentious nerd was born. Yeah. Do we want to read our PSA?
Why, sure.
This is our court-mandated PSA, courtesy of Doopy Time. Everyone say thank you, Doopy.
Thank you, Doopy.
Thank you, Doopy.
Something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, or Freddy Krueger. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder seems easy. Misusing it is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell from their ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, ladder safety. This is a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Community Radio.
I hope I never have to hear that again.
Oh, come on. You love it. My mom always says that she remembers me doing that PSA
more than
the
any
most.
Other.
And it's true. I would read that one ad nauseum, and I would continue to read it.
And I feel honored to read it today.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shoot. Sorry. I have so much fun with this soundboard. Do you guys want to press any of them?
Oh,
now
yeah.
would be your time.
Does it matter which one?
No.
My turn.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, we have fun.
Can't just hit one button.
Also, shout out to my sister who is currently listening to this show in our car, which I have named Meryl and she has named Daryl. You see the car is gender fluid.
Transgender life.
And yeah, also want to shout out my aunts Debbie and Kelly. I am sorry you did miss the Gwen Stefani earlier. You should have tuned in earlier. Sucks to suck. Anyway, we have some more tunes, luckily, that hopefully will make up for this lack that you're missing. Or you could just listen to the archive recording. That's always an option. But anyway, we have a couple more songs, and then we'll be out of your hair for good. This is Summer Boy by Lady Gaga, one of my favorite Lady Gaga songs, if for some reason. I mean, it's good, but yeah. All right. Bye.
Thank you. No combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. When I sleep, and I wake, and when I wake up, you look so pretty, sleeping next to me. But there is not enough time, and there is no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
All right, you just got done listening to Better Together by Jack Johnson. That album, I remember, was played a lot, especially when I was younger. It's a very good, like, chill album. And before that, you're listening to Folk Song by The Sundays. Mom.
My favorite song.
Of all time. And don't you forget it.
Greatest voice ever.
Unfortunately, we have come to an end of the program. Whew, this is DJ River, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And hope you guys have all had a very doopy time.
Thanks, River.
Yeah. Because I know I have. And I hope that I have brought you the dope on dope and the doopies for the past 2 years here at the studio. I appreciate everyone tuning in.
So happy to be here with you.
Thanks.
It's been wonderful.
Whew, man. I love this album so much, and if you haven't listened to Doopy Time by the Doopies, hey, have you listened to the seminal album The Doopy Time by the Doopies, released in 1995, yet today? Because if you haven't, you should do that. If only for me. All right. Appreciate all of you guys. This isn't the last you've heard of me. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you someday. That place and time. Doopy out!